I shut this, didn't I? Wait a second here. I don't know what's going on. Anywho, I'm going to start off with a little bit of local. I have here for you, it's Rolling Nectar, a band from Waltham, excellent rock and band. And this is a single they put out recently called Set Yourself Free. So we'll be hearing that in a couple of minutes. See now.
Thank you. When did I start to care? Why do I stop and think? I need a pill, I need a fix, I need to pour myself a drink. I let myself get low until I sink. When all the pretty, pretty little girls don't change a thing. Is it enough to fill it up, this empty cup?
In front of the mirror.
Okay, we started out with a set of local bands because there's so much good music in Boston. This first one was Rolling Nectar, who are from Waltham, Mass., and that was their single Set Yourself Free, which of course also includes their backup vocalists, the Nectarines. Great band, good rock in there. And then another great local band, I should say this, well, they were all great local bands, so I don't want to say it before everybody, because then if I leave someone out, I'll feel bad, because they're all great bands. Next was Bad Marriage, was the title track from their first official EP, Knock Three More Times. Those guys are such great songwriters, I love it. Then you heard the Devil's Twins with Empty Cup from their 2015 EP, Consequences. The Devil's Twins won Rock Indie Artist of the Year at the Boston Music Awards last year. Very well deserved there. Then Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with When We Were Kids from their album of the same name. And after that was the Grave Dancers with Boogie Woogie Ghoulies from the self-titled album. This Boston trio has two members who were in the local band Harlequin in the late 70s, early 80s. And now we'll move out of local and elsewhere. First is a band who is from Long Beach, California. And they're doing, well, I've been playing them since I first started doing a radio show, and they've been finally getting a little more attention. Still not where they should be because they're so great, but they're getting a lot more attention now. This is Rival Sons, and the song is Electric Man from their 2014 album, Great Western Valkyrie. Hello.
Electric man, I'm your electric. athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never
let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAND, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, now what did we hear? Okay. The set started out with Rival Sons doing Electric Man from the 2014 album Great Western Valkyrie. And after that, you heard Motorhead with Electricity from the 2015 album Bad Magic, which was the band's last album before Lemmy's death at the end of that year. And the set ended with Tesla with Edison's Medicine from the 1991 album Psychotic Supper. This hard rock band formed in 1984 in California, put out their first album, and shortly after, except for a brief hiatus in the last half of the 90s, they've been around all this time and they're still out there. They've sold 14 million albums in the U.S. alone. An interesting thing about this band is that they're named after inventor and electrical engineer Nikola Tesla, and they've talked about him in album liner notes and in songs. And I'm not sure why these guys have such an interest in Tesla. Not being a science person, I didn't know anything about him until I read the cover of their second album, The Great Radio Controversy, which refers to a dispute over who invented the radio. Some think Tesla's the true inventor of radio, though Marconi took the credit, and Tesla and Edison were rivals, and the latter is the more recognizable of the two. And the song you just heard, Edison's Medicine, is about these things, and the video includes information about Mr. Tesla and pictures of him. And here at Tufts, there's an engineering school here, and there's a street off of Curtis Ave behind the quad named Tesla Street. It's a side street. And I remember when Tesla, the band, was big, I would notice that sign missing, presumably stolen by some Tesla fans. Kind of get a kick out of that. Now I'm going to have some serious guitar for you. I'll start with Joanne Shaw Taylor. Oopsie-doopsie, where are we? Excuse me a second. I'll get that in a minute.
Thank you. don't you know your life itself? Like the leaf clings to the tree. Oh, my darling, cling to me. For you're like creatures
can say that I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Now is there any way for a woman to carry on? Do you think said I love you more than you'll ever know, more than you ever know? When I wasn't making much money, you know where my paycheck went. You know I brought it all home to you, baby, and I never spent a red cent. Now is that any way
Ooh, a triple shot of nice guitar there, huh? Okay, by the way, excuse me, my name is Marion Farrow, and you've been listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford, which is 91.5 on the FM on the radio dial, if you still listen by radio, or it's streaming online through the website of WMFO. Okay, now what you heard, first you heard Joanne Shaw Taylor with Wild as the Wind from her 2016 album Wild. Joanne Shaw Taylor is a British blues guitarist and singer, was discovered by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics when she was just 16. I think she's around 29 or 30 now, and lives in both England and Detroit. Wild as the Wind was recorded by David Bowie in 1976 for his Station to Station album, and reportedly he was inspired to record it by Nina Simone's recording of it in 1966. Was originally recorded by Johnny Mathis for a movie of the same name in 1957. Then after that you heard Jimmy Bez, a talented young blues rock guitarist from the Boston area. Just turned 18, getting a lot of buzz. He's been playing guitar and writing songs for a number of years. Formed the Jimmy Bez Blues Band in 2015 and put out last year, 2016, released a blues EP called Lies of a Sinner. From that album you heard Have You Ever Loved a Woman. This blues song was written by Billy Miles and first recorded by Freddie King in 1961. Most well-known version is probably by Eric Clapton, who recorded it several times, most notably on the Derek and the Dominoes, Layla and Other Sorted Love Songs album. And Jimmy Bez will be playing Wednesday night at the Middle East Corner in Cambridge. And the set ended with...